بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. We had begun the discussion on the riwayat narration of Hammad bin Zaid rahmatullah alayhi, who said that no businessman, no trader, no mu'min will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices and sins. Among the sins that will bring poverty to a person will be futile actions, speaking of lies, false promises, deception, misappropriation. The sixth point he mentions is jealousy. A person gets involved in jealousy. And definition of jealousy, ulama explain, is when a person sees his Muslim brother enjoying a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, enjoying a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be a worldly wealth or some talent Allah ta'ala has blessed him with, within the parameters of Sharia, then this person wishes that that bounty be snatched away from that person. Why should he enjoy that bounty? Rather, I should have it. So his heart begins to burn. This is called jealousy. A person who has jealousy is mentioned that in reality he is displeased with the taqdeer and the distribution of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why should that person have that talent or that wealth, whatever it may be? So he is displeased with the distribution of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that Ya Allah, I should be given that bounty and not that person. So to be displeased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contrary, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum maradu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum, that Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. So Allah Ta'ala being pleased with them shows that whatever condition Allah Ta'ala put them in, they were happy with that taqdeer and that bounty or that decision, that distribution of Allah. They were happy with it. Allah said, I was happy with them. So Allah was happy with them, their obedience, their submitting to the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And they were happy with Allah means whatever condition Allah Ta'ala put them in, they were absolutely happy. There was no jealousy in the heart, no ill feelings, no objection, no ishkal, no i'tiraz. So jealousy. So that person has a bounty, be in regards to his dunya also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened dunya upon him. There should not be that out of jealousy a person makes statements. And we hear commonly people who say that he made it so quickly because of certain reasons, and they take all the ill out of his life. He made it because of 1, 2, and 3. He did people down. Oh, he's a loan shark. He took interest, and we'll make stories upon stories. Because the jealousy is eating us within. Should be happy for the person. Ya Allah, give him even more. Just to change our du'as also and our speech by saying, Ya Allah, grant him more, Allah will grant us more. That's the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghibta, which ulama translate as envy. To envy somebody is not a problem. It's not a sin. That you envy the person. Ya Allah, look at him, mashallah. Allah has blessed him. Very short span of time. Alhamdulillah. Blessed him in the sense, alhamdulillah, he's changed his life. His children are now becoming huffaz, ulama ikram, they're moving in the path of Allah. A person has ribta. Allah Ta'ala give him dunya also. You envy the person, that is absolutely permissible. You envy him, means envy means to that, Ya Allah, grant him even more, and grant me also. That is well-wishing. Ad-deenu nasiha, that you wish well for everyone. That is a bounty from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But jealousy is haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that person who has jealousy, then jealousy will eat away his good deeds as a fire burns dry wood. There's nothing left, only ashes. A person's a'mal on the day of qiyamah will be like those ashes, just blown away with the wind. So the person now to engender within his heart, muhabbat, love for every person. What that person has, there's also one term that we use, israful nafs. Israful nafs means to desire from the heart. Here commonly we hear that to have ishraf is impermissible, to desire from the heart. The Talmud rahimullah explains, what is ishraful nafs? That you see a bounty on someone and you wish for that bounty. Person has wealth, you wish for it. Person has beautiful children, a good home, a good vehicle. A person wishes for this, he says to wish for it is that haram, ishraful nafs. But when it becomes haram, is that when a person wishes for something, and if he does not get it, then he feels a hurt in his heart. Ya Allah, how come you didn't give me? That is israful nafs. If I don't get it and I don't feel hurt, I don't feel down, then is that a problem? A person as such, insan will desire for something. So jealousy, as Hammad bin Zayd says, if a person has this vice in his life, then poverty will come to him. He will have a lot around him, but he'll live like a pauper because it's not enough. He's looking at the people around him. The jealousy is eating him within. And how to gauge whether I have this jealousy? It sometimes it's a speech also. What the things we say in our circles will show that the jealousy we have upon certain people. As I mentioned, a person came up in life, now he's giving to the masajid, he's giving to wherever it is now. And people will make this comment that how come now people are going to him, they're not coming to me. Or people now are looking up to him. So just this, he feels the focus is not on him anymore. The focus is on somebody else. And he's not being marketed anymore in the marketplace. He's not talking about me. At one time I was riding the wave. Nobody's looking at me anymore. So the jealousy comes in the heart. How come now they're going to a certain person? So just on the speech of a person, you can understand already that the jealousy is lurking within his heart. The seventh point, he mentions Muslim Salah wa Jama'ah. This also will deprive a person of the barakat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Muslim Salah wa Jama'ah. This is demanded by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Salah wa Jama'ah in the masjid. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. Person does not make the effort to sacrifice, and we all say that I want to make it in life, I want to be comfortable. Why? So I can become a good person. I can spend in the path of Allah. I can take out time and go in the path of Allah. I can go to the masjid to salah. Once Allah ta'ala opens dunya, then slowly he takes him away from salah with jama'at in the masjid. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would say also that the difference between a mu'min and a kafir, the difference between a believer and a non-believer is salah wa jama'at in the masjid. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, "Man taraka as-salam muta'ammidan faqad kafara." Or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the person who abandons and misses salah intentionally faqad kafara. The literal meaning of the hadith, faqad kafara, is become a kafir. He misses salah intentionally, is become a kafir. The Hanafi mazhab, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, interpreted this hadith to mean that person who misses salah intentionally is acting like a kafir. Look at him, he hasn't gone to salah. The azan went. We can hear so many azans. But then too, he hasn't stepped out of his business to go to the masjid, to the house of Allah. The bounty of Allah he's using against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abu Hanifa says, he's acting like a kafir. Look at his neighbor is a non-Muslim. His shop is open and Muslim shop is also open. That office is continuing at work and his office also is continuing at work. He says he's acting like a kafir. Other mazahib, the Maliki mazhab, etc., they take the hadith as is. If you miss salah intentionally, you're out of the fold of Islam. Allah protect us. So salah wa jama'at is very important. That's now the line between iman and kufr. So when the time for salah comes, adhan is going, the person wants a maximum profit. Maximum profit is in the masjid, behind the imam, in the masjid. That salah perform wa jama'ah in the masjid. Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salam says the reward will be times 25 or 27. 25 or 27, and we know in the marketplace we're all looking for that profit. We're looking for the profit, 15%, 20%, 40%. Here 25% we can say by Allah. When Allah Ta'ala counts, we can imagine the counting of Allah and Allah will give. We make that profit in the masjid, it will spill over into the business, into the family, into the home also. Just to conclude the two more points, missing the gatherings of ilm. A person will miss the gatherings of ilm, where there's bayan taking place, majalis taking place, time to go for ta'lim, etc. A person now will just walk past the gatherings of knowledge, where he can gain something. Be it in his home, ta'lim should take place, ta'lim in the masjid. So, Hamad bin Zaid rahmatullah alayhi says, when the halqas of ta'lim is taking place, or there are talks taking place for a person to educate himself, missing the gatherings of knowledge, this will be a means of him showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't need that knowledge. The poverty will become his share and his lot. For so many hours, we are spending away from the masjid in the marketplace. To give 10 minutes at night for ta'lim in the masjid, just 10 minutes out of the entire day, to hear to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will bring barakah in a person's iman, in his taqwa, and in his life. Just to sit there and to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the benefit we cannot imagine. To take our time daily, and the last point following worldly desires. When a person now will work and spend his wealth only on his worldly desires, then the barakat will leave his life. It is here just to fill the home, or to fill his life with entertainment and just worldly desires, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the barakat from his life. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us in Quran Sharif the question, أَفَرَأَيْتَ, have you seen that person who has taken his worldly desires as his God? His worldly desires has become his object of worship. The entire week is preparing for the weekend. What to do over the weekend? Everything besides deen. That has become his motivation of life. For every morning be some sport, some entertainment. That has become the drive in his life. Is that the deen of Allah? Whereas a mu'min, ulama say, Sahaba Ikram's business also was deen. Was also ibadat. How he became ibadat is because Sahaba Ikram's base was the masjid. They took out time from the masjid to go to their businesses. So that business became a deen. And they waited for the time to leave the business to come back to the masjid. So the entire day rotated and revolved around the time of salah and the masjid and the activities of the masjid. Today it has turned around with the kufr system, that now we are stealing time from the business to go to the masjid and get back to the business. You see, we've got to change it once again now. That a person goes to his, whatever occupation it may be, but his heart is in the house of Allah. When can I get back? And he will spend maximum time, but I just have to leave now to finish something and get back again. Not the last minute. But he's relaxed, absolutely relaxed in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From here I'll take a time and I'll go to my business. And then I will come back again early for Jumu'ah Salah. Asad again I'll be early there. Take out time after Asad to read my durus, etc. Then that person's dukan and his business will become an ibadat also. Not the other way around. Then I got a long day ahead of me and I just have to foot my salah in between. And ulama say that that business is not ibadat. Allah ta'ala give us to min amal, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah.